This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the DJV program, person to person. A lot of good people listening to this program. A lot of good people involved in the program. Opportunities abound here. It's kind of cool that we have the opportunity every day. We can take hours or minutes out of your life to pursue information and conversation. Wishing you well, too, is a good part of what we do here. Thanks for choosing the DJV program. Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Fiddling around with technology. So Victoria has just, and Phil, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, were teaching me how to use the facilities that I have with Microsoft and Windows 10 and the warning. I think that warning is worth repeating, actually, Victoria. So maybe we start with that and then we talk about what I know, what I don't know. Victoria is like my children. She's always trying to get me to go to Mac. I have an iPhone. I have iPads. And
so you're just one final step, one little nudge in the right direction is all we need to do.
Yes. Okay. So what's the warning you have for everybody first? I think that's important.
Yeah. So Microsoft has issued a warning. It's an urgent warning to all Windows users. It doesn't matter if it's at your company or your office or your home. You need to do an update immediately if your update hasn't already been done automatically. Go in and make sure your update's been done. They found a very serious vulnerability in the operating system. And so white hat hackers have, you know, the good guys, they already exploited this, alerted Microsoft of this huge vulnerability. It's in the spooler service, which means nothing. Don't worry. All it means is it's in the connectivity between Windows and printers. That's where the vulnerability lies. It doesn't matter if you're connecting to multiple printers or not, but that's where it is. So just make sure you go in and do that update. It's a very quick update. Doug literally just did it during a commercial break. So just be safe and get in there.
Believe me, if I can do it,
yes,
you can do it.
Yep.
That's the bottom line. I got some good help from Phil. Thank you. Phil is onto it. But using all of this stuff, there's a certain point in which, no matter what your age, you either embrace the stuff or you don't. I embrace what I have to. Rich McFadden, who used to be sitting where Phil was and was on the air a lot with us in the first 20 years or so of our association with Radio America, which has now been the originating network for this program for almost, 28 years or something. Anyway, the point is that he would say that he'd be after me to do this or that or get this tool or that tool. And he's very smart when it comes. He's adapted and gotten into all of it, maybe because he had to doing what he was doing. But he would teach me things, but I would only go so far. I'd go to the point where I was comfortable, and then I'd stop. Or I'd go to the point where I thought I needed to know or to figure how to use a particular tool, and then I stop. And that's still the case. Some of these things that are around now, I wouldn't know a TikTok from a ding-dong. I don't know. Nothing.
We need that. Phil, we have to just grab that little sound bite. That's a little gem.
All right.
I don't know. Anyway, a TikTok from a ding-dong.
From a ding-dong. So now, let's talk about one of the big, maybe it's the largest corporation of its type, and people always sort of assume there's a connection to Facebook and Google and Apple or Amazon or whatever it is. So there's a new fellow that's running Amazon, Andy Jassy, was profiled, and I thought this was a very interesting profile. Most people don't know his name, but they all know his boss's and the founder's name, Jeff Bezos. So Bezos is playing with his rocket company now. He's out. He's the richest human being on the planet, so he doesn't have much to worry about. So now this guy Jassy comes in and takes over what apparently is an unbelievable mess. Did anybody realize all of the problems that they're having? And that's why Bezos apparently wanted to get out, because there are antitrust investigations. They've got labor problems. Apparently there's something in the cloud. I don't even know what does that mean. The cloud space.
This is storage. That's their cloud.
So Microsoft and Google are both in competition. What is Amazon offering that they aren't, or why is that a place
earlier this week when the defense contract got canceled with Microsoft because they were going to do a cloud support data system. So
yes.
And then they realized that they canceled it, and Amazon had actually, I think, sued the Trump administration. I think Amazon sued them because they weren't allowed to bid or something like that. But yeah. Amazon has a cloud product, and so does Microsoft. Now they're both going to go improve on it because the essentially what the requirements are that the government needs have changed since that last proposal.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, Amazon has problems on every single rung of the ladder.
I know, but Victoria, think about this. Everybody think about this. Go back to, what was it, 1997, I think it was. It was in the 90s, anyway. They want to say 96, 97, someplace in there. When they started as an online bookseller. That was it. And now think about it, 25 years later? It is a huge, huge business. And it's into everything. You can buy groceries there. You can get pharmaceuticals there. You can buy pretty much anything. People say, oh, it's much handier to go to Amazon. It really isn't. You're kidding yourself. Many of the people using it are involved or are interested in the environment, and it is a horror show. Amazon is a complete horror show look at all the trucks. You can't go up. I was out in Western Massachusetts last night picking up a tractor, and up and down the Mass Turnpike, truckload after truckload, prime trailer trucks. And then when you go into neighborhoods, you see the new vans that are all painted with the prime logo and the paint scheme and that kind of stuff. They are everywhere. I mean, in everything. They are worth $2 trillion now. That's how Bezos has his worth of $156 billion, because he owns enough stock in it to. But when the capital, you think about $2 trillion, there are countries that don't have that kind of wealth. So, anyway, and they're now this guy's facing this week apparently a bunch of antitrust regulation things going on because the government now thinks that it's too big. The government thinks that a lot of this stuff is too big. They think, I don't know what they think about Microsoft, but they think Google's too big, right? Isn't there a lot of that? And I think the first time we talked about it, Victoria, I went back to the days when I was younger, when AT&T was broken up into all the little what they call baby bells, because mm-hmm. the government thought that they'd gotten too big and too powerful and too influential. Well, I mean, you can say that of a bunch of stuff, a ton of companies now. Look at Warner, Tech, but Disney. Disney is way too big. It controls way too much of what is in the entertainment sphere. So I think you get a lot of this sort of thing going on. Is it just, can we chalk it up to complications of progress? Is that kind of what that's all about? I don't have a conclusion.
I don't know. I mean, but to go back to your initial point, the new CEO of Amazon, yes, he's walking into a spider web.
Woof.
I mean, he's got on every, like I said, every rung of the Amazon ladder has got problems. They have the antitrust stuff is probably at the top of the ladder, and I don't mean this in any disparaging way, but sort of at the bottom of the ladder, you've got the individual workers who have been battling for union status, for better pay, for safer conditions in the warehouses during COVID. I mean, they have problems on, you know, they got that big, and then, you know, more money, more
then
problems.
What?
I mean, it's
right,
kind of
exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, right. Yep. So you'd wonder. So speaking of big companies, this you would know more about this than I. Forever 21, I do know, is a it's a brand of clothing, right? Don't they have stores in a lot of the malls
yes,
and stuff?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you should not shop there beyond much beyond 21.
So I wouldn't go in. I'm not a customer.
No, there are a lot of 60-year-olds that think they're forever 21 is what I'm getting at.
Really? Yeah. All right. So, but is this, what's going on with this company? They want to go public? And is that, why is that a bad thing?
Well, Forever 21, this is actually, this is one of those companies that buys up a lot of debt. And so Forever 21 has closed, I think, most of their stores.
Yeah, most of their mall stores.
Yeah, and so they've been really, they've been very vulnerable. And so, and Aeropostale and, or Aeropostale, whatever, from the 90s, Brooks Brothers, JCPenney, all those brands have gone into bankruptcy. And so this company is Authentic Brands Group, ABG, and so they just go in and buy up everybody's debt.
Ah,
so now they're taking, so now they're the third largest licensor in the world. So essentially you could end up going into a, if malls ever exist again, or into a major department store, again, if those exist, who knows, but you'll be able to see these brands now relicensed. So you don't have to just go to a Forever 21 store, you'll be able to get Forever 21 branded merchandise in other stores.
And that belong to the same company. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. Is that handy?
I'm looking at their website right now. The Forever 21 website looks good. It looks pretty robust still. So that's
That's probably where the bulk of their business is going to stay.
Speaking of business and opportunities, there are 9.3 million jobs going wanting at the moment in America. And there are apparently not 9.3 million people to fill them, because there are still millions of people collecting on the dole in a scheme or a situation that is so asinine I can't believe that this is going on still. But people say 9.3 million jobs. The unemployment rate is still, I mean, it's not bad considering the average unemployment in our country about 4%, which really means it's 8% because they only get half the people on the list that are actually using benefits. But I think it's 5.9% unemployment at the moment. So where is it, people are saying, where are we going to get workers? The farmers are asking that question. So now the focus is back around to immigration and letting people in to our country to take over a lot of these jobs. There's a pressure point here. That's the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program with trending items from social media. Jay is here with Victoria and Jennifer and me to go through some of the responses that are cool from our listeners. It's a great way for you to engage with us because I said a long time ago to stop taking phone calls because it was really it was hard sometimes to get people to focus on whatever their real comment was. There's nothing more boring having somebody on the air pick up a phone and say, hello, you're on the air. Oh, hi, Fred. I'm certainly happy you took my call. How's everything with you? I'm, you know, come on. Let's get to it. So, we've asked people what the statute of limitation ought to be when it comes to spoiler alerts for movies, because I'm a bad guy when it comes to that. Right, Jay?
Yeah, you're not great. A lot of people agree.
And the reason that that is the focus now is because I let a few cats out of the bag when it came to F9.
You definitely let go of one of the plot twists.
Uh-huh.
And Chad Allen says, never reveal spoilers without a warning. At least give a warning.
Next time
first.
I'll warn you, Chad. I'll do that.
Yes.
Next time.
Spoiler alert before you say it. We always catch it on the back end. But you had 2 weeks to 3 months, pretty much, or what people were saying.
2 weeks, though. The movie's been open in our country for, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, but the problem, right? Though, is that you giving away the plot of F9, it's that not everyone's going to see it in the movie theater. I'd like to see it, but I'm not going to go see it in a movie theater, so I'm going to wait until it comes to streaming, people do.
That's
it's not my problem,
problem
Doug. Yeah, you're being problem. A... Okay, well, and a lot of people say that. So
what I'm saying. Well,
Shay Martin says 3 months. That way it gives people enough time to go to the theater.
Talking about it anymore. Nobody's talking about it. 3 months down the road, you think people are going to be talking about
F9? 3 months from now, hopefully it'll be on streaming, and then everyone will be talking about it again.
Well, and Jim Beck points out that 3 weeks should be enough time because anybody who really wants to go see it will make it a point to go see it. Right. Brian Linetti, I disagree with you, Brian. Says 10 years. 10 years for a total spoil. 5 years for a partial spoil.
That's sort of nice. Do not want to know how Titanic ends?
No, don't tell me. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. That's sort of my schedule, so I'm with him on that. Like, right. I get to stuff like 10
Actually,
years
me being a spoiler is part of my charm.
Mm-mm.
All right, next question.
Mm-mm.
President Biden announced the latest plans to get more Americans vaccinated. Door-to-door outreach is one of the things that they're talking about doing. And so our question to you is that okay? Are you cool with that? So what do we get for responses
Beat it.
To them?
No, pretty much unanimous. Get off my lawn. Right. Good going.
Get off my porch. Right. Waste of time and resources. Sharon, a bad idea, very bad idea. Okay, so.
I like Larry Fuss. I resent the intrusion of my privacy. Our community has posted no soliciting policy, but government task force will.
How does that, what do you mean? You can live in a town and it says you can't come, don't knock on anybody's door in this town? Is that what that is?
Developments. A lot of developments will have signs posted. If you live in an apartment complex, they'll have no solicitation.
Yeah,
I know a lot of my neighbors have no soliciting, like big, not just a sign at their door, but a big banner on their trees.
My sign is a shotgun.
It doesn't work.
Every building in New York City has a sign, and it's not like you
people
still get a bunch of Chinese food menus.
Yeah, people take it as more of a suggestion.
Yeah.
Right.
It
doesn't
stop
like, what is this soliciting you're talking about? What does that mean?
All right, agree or disagree with the ruling against Sha'Carri Richardson being suspended for having a joint from the Olympics. So what do we find there?
Jeremy Wood points out marijuana can stay in your system for 30 days. He says, I think it's dumb. Weed isn't a performance-enhancing drug. Rose says the rules might be outdated and need to be changed. However, they're in effect now and should be obeyed.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the consensus, isn't it? From people even in the Olympics that our listeners and people generally, generally speaking, they feel like, okay, the rules are the rules. You don't like them? Change them. 28, good input. 28 after the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, talking to the nation Thursday, insisted it's not inevitable that the Taliban will retake control of Afghanistan, pointing out that the Afghan government has a far larger and technologically superior military. They have the capacity, they have the forces, they have the equipment. End quote. Monday, more than 1,000 Afghan soldiers ran away from fighting and fled to neighboring Tajikistan after clashing with Taliban militants whom now control most of northern Afghanistan. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said the Biden administration has requested the names of Americans who have refused to take the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. Mr. Becerra on CNN.
So it is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business if we have to continue to spend money to try to keep people from contracting COVID.
COVID-19 has a 99% survival rate. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people.
Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Companies are getting creative to raise the cost of products without actually increasing the price. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
If you have a hunch that some ice cream containers and other goods lining grocery store shelves in your pantry are getting smaller but not cheaper, it may not be all in your head. As the reopening economy struggles with pandemic-induced supply chain issues and soaring customer demand, some consumer advocates are ringing alarm bells over so-called shrinkflation.
Rather than explicitly increasing the price of a product, producers will instead change the size, usually making it slightly smaller. The conventional wisdom is that an explicit price increase might be noticed by consumers and they might react negatively to it, but a small decrease in size may not be as observable.
Steve Reed is an economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that audio courtesy of ABC News. As far as what products are being downsized in some cases, Edgar Dworsky is a former assistant attorney general of Massachusetts.
Paper goods, cookies, snack crackers, margarine, hot dogs.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Japanese car manufacturer Toyota has announced it will stop donations to elected officials who objected to the certification of President Biden's election. Toyota on Thursday said it understood that its PAC donations troubled some stakeholders. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Four after the hour now on the DJV program. How do you do? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. I was just reading up. You have been teasing me about my abilities or lack thereof when it comes to certain technology. There are a couple of really good radio programs that focus on technology. They're on the weekend. Leo Laporte, who's the guy that works for Premier, so all the iHeart stations carry him. And then there's Kim Komando, who I find to be, any encounter that I've ever had with her has always been positive. She's very friendly, very smart.
Well, and she's your type.
Well, maybe. Her husband takes exception to that. However, anyway.
Doesn't matter.
No, I understand. So she's been talking a lot, and I thought I'd bring this into the discussion here because we've been talking a lot about technology today, about food loyalty programs and the data tracking that's involved in them. When you go to, like, I have a Stop and Shop card for the East Coast. I have a Ralph's card. I have a few other. I have a Costco card. What else do I have? All of these cards. Anyway, so you use them because supposedly they give you benefits, right? Mm-hmm. But did you know, what they're tracking and the information they have on you. It's kind of like going to a motel. Never leave your card, you know, the card that they make for you when you come check in. They give you a card, go to room 1835 or whatever it is. If you leave that card around, there's all kinds of information.
That's a myth. They don't put your information on that card.
Oh, they don't?
Mm-hmm. No.
So I'm giving people bad information? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Really? I mean, well, think about how much fraud there would be if that were true. Yeah. I mean, how many people just leave the
card? Well, what about the data tracking?
All that does is tell the system that it programs just for the lock on the door. There's nothing attached to any person's data.
All right, but then what about the data tracking that's done by...
Grocery stores are a real deal, by the way.
Yeah,
you go to you join the club card at Vons, Ralph's, Kroger, or whatever.
I got a Vons card too.
CVS, Walgreens, they have a whole profile about what's wrong. So, what's wrong with you. So, for instance, if you go in, this is funny. I've never been pregnant. I don't have kids. But I went for a shower once they have a diaper thing where you bring diapers. I bought diapers one time at Rite Aid, and now they constantly give me the coupons on the receipt for being a mom.
Funny.
I mean, it's creepy. So they are totally watching what you buy. They sell your information and they market to you directly. Not everybody's receipt is created equally. They look at what you buy and then they give you coupons, money saving offers, all that stuff so that they can contact you directly. That's creepy. Now imagine, this is why I don't like the vaccine program going door to door. I don't want Joe Biden looking at a list like Santa Claus and putting me on a naughty and nice list based on my vaccine status.
Well, Joe Biden's not likely to do that. Maybe somebody working.
No, it's definitely him, like Santa.
He really?
He looks at the list.
Better check it twice.
Check it twice.
Okay, you've been naughty. All right. Or you've been nice. All right, speaking of naughty and nice.
There's too much of that stuff, isn't
there? Yeah, there is too much of it.
Yeah, we have no problem. You can't even talk in front of your. You can't even talk in front of your cell phone. Without, I've just been in the hospital for a while, with my dad. I haven't been in the hospital, but I've been listening. I can't tell you how many weird, health things because of what, nurses, just conversations I've had with nurses and doctors that are now being advertised to me in my Instagram feed. I mean, it's crazy. I said I was laughing with my cousin's daughter trying to get her to say plantar fasciitis because she's two. And plantar fasciitis now comes up in my feed. I wasn't looking for that. I don't have plantar fasciitis. I was trying to get her to say because it was
I do. Maybe
word.
They were sending it to me.
But it's how creepy is that? Do we have any privacy for our own health, at least?
Ugh. No, we have no privacy at all. The federal government or the judge who's ruled in this Air Force case, Victoria, you want to give us, we were just talking about this off the air because I didn't remember this back to 2017, this big shooting.
Yeah.
In the church. Now that you and I were talking about it, it's coming back into my mind. So why is it back on the surface again now?
Well, because this decision, this federal judge ruled that the U.S. Air Force holds 60% of the responsibility for this shooting, which left 26 people dead. So this was a 26-year-old gunman, Devin Kelly. He was convicted in 2012 for domestic violence against his wife and his infant son. He was sentenced to a year in jail, which should have prevented him from ever buying a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, because this was, I guess the Air Force handled this sentencing, or there was something about he was a former member of the Air Force, and so the Air Force didn't report this, essentially. They should have reported the criminal history into the federal background check database used for gun purchases. They didn't, and then 26 people ended up being shot. So the judge says that 60% of the blame should go to the Air Force. I don't know what that means.
That means the taxpayer
in a tangible way.
What it means is the taxpayer eats it. The taxpayer is going to pay whatever lawsuits that come out of this. The settlement will come from the taxpayer. That's what it means.
And you know what stopped him? I believe this is the one where the good guy with the gun.
I want to know who's being held responsible for
the
individual.
Remember?
Yeah.
No, but remember, I think it was I can't remember his name, but I think he ran in from his home and neutralized this shooter and chased him down and ended up shooting him in a car. Is that the same one that I'm thinking of?
I don't recall that, but it may be. I mean, we're back to 4 years ago. There's all of the shoot 'em up stuff. The Air Force should have known better, keeping better track. But who's going to lose his or her job over this?
That's who it was. Stephen Williford is the good guy who went after him and got him out of there. It's going to be who's going to lose their job? No one.
Nobody loses their job.
We'll just end up paying for it.
Speaking of shooting it up, a lot of people this week have been talking about the assassination of the president of Haiti. It seemed like you can understand when you read his resume and how he was doing, why he got shot. Then after he got shot, the police chased down a bunch of people, killed four of them, arrested a couple of others. And at this point, who's running the country, is that's what's in question. This guy wanted to be a dictator for life, sort of a Putin-esque.
Did you hear that Hillary Clinton started? Maybe Jay, you saw it. Hillary Clinton started trending after all of this yesterday. Did you see that?
Why?
No,
was
I didn't.
Why?
Because of the Clinton Foundation and their dealings in Haiti, and then all of a sudden, like, Hillary Clinton was trending all over the place yesterday because people were saying that somehow the Clinton Foundation was involved, or this is another one. You know, the Clintons get nailed a lot with people dying on their watch. And so that was, I'm not saying that that's true, but it was trending all over the place yesterday.
All right, here's something else that seems to be trending. The Tucker Carlson interview with Putin, like, who cares? I wouldn't spend 5 seconds listening to him. No matter what, but there's all this. Jennifer, you may know more about this in terms of the charges against Carlson or what he's saying. Says the government is checking him out. The NSA is watching him, targeting him because he wanted to do an interview with Putin. Is that basically it, or is this just PR to get people?
He'd come on the air last week on his show and said that he received a leaked information from someone who worked within the NSA, who gave him the heads up that they were spying on him. And this person within the NSA gave him details of a text message exchange between him and someone else. I think it's an unnamed person. I don't know who it was. And he said, Tucker said, that there were details that only he and the other person in this text message would know. And it would be impossible for anyone else, like on the planet, to know the specific details that this guy from the
Chinese
NSA.
You're listening to your phone.
I get it. But the story is that the person in the NSA, there's no way that someone would know about this conversation unless you were in it. And so Tucker Carlson believed that this was accurate information coming from the NSA, that he was being spied on. So now it broke yesterday that he was actually talking to Kremlin intermediaries, they call them in the U.S., about setting up an interview with Vladimir Putin. And that's when the NSA allegedly started spying on him. They said that government officials learned about his attempt to secure an interview with Putin. And Carlson learned that the government was aware of his outreach. And that, I guess, is the basis of his accusation. And the NSA has denied it. They've said that they're not doing it. But, again, they've got a whistleblower who is saying that this information was indeed taken by the NSA. It wouldn't surprise me if they were spying on him. I mean, this wouldn't be the first time that the government is spying on members of the media.
Yeah. I just had a thought that I will keep to myself. Thank you very much. Okay. How many people work in circumstances where there is a non-compete clause? For example, your husband, Victoria, does he have a non-compete clause working? He's in a sensitive job, working with lots of personalities, and somebody could come along and say, hey, I want to hire him because he knows how to get this done and that done.
He does not have a non-compete. I've had several.
Yes.
But, yeah, he does not.
Okay. So how are they worthwhile? I noticed that the administration is now looking to crack down on non-compete clauses. I know most of the time when they are applied they usually get thrown out. Radio people that have a non-compete, they go work for another station.
Yeah, for sure.
And they should be, because people then can't make a living. If you get, let's say somebody fires you from working at a radio station and you need a job.
I had one for 18 months.
You did?
Wow,
that's
long.
I signed one that said for 18 months I was not allowed to work for anyone that would be considered competition to the company. Really? I mean, luckily nothing bad happened. You know, the job came and went and whatever. But it was bizarre. It was a lot that they insisted that everyone sign that.
Right.
Some companies, if they want to hire you on, they'll buy out the non-compete. They'll pay your former employer so that you can go work for them and cancels out the non-compete.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Any more bodies in Surfside? I think the people there have just Did they find more bodies yet?
Sad.
Yeah, they did, and they've kind of now changed the wording. You know, they were holding out hope that this was going to be a recovery or a rescue mission, essentially, and now they're calling it just a recovery effort. I think they realize that there's, according to at least the people on the scene, that there's no chance of life. They said that the rescue phase is over.
Well, part of that was because of the wash, the weather from the tropical storm. What is that? What's it, Elsa? Tropical storm Elsa. Which is really pounding that area right now. A lot of heavy rain, and it's moving up the coast. We'll probably see. So we have, here in Massachusetts, here in New England, where you are, even down in New Jersey, more rain than has been. We're way over
what the norm is.
We're
getting all the rain today.
Yeah, you're getting a lot. Crazy. We'll get it here tomorrow.
We had
from
flash flooding the other day.
Storm.
We've had so much rain.
No, anyway, the storms here, the lightning and the thunder, scared Daisy has been very good. My bulldog, I rescued her, and the first year she was peeing and pooping everywhere because she didn't know any better. Now she's fine, but she got so scared last night that she peed on one of the rugs. And I don't know how to get the smell out of the rug.
Oh, I'll email you the best thing. You'll never even know that you had a pee stain on your rug. Yep.
All right, good.
The best carpet cleaner ever.
That'd be great. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. That'll be trending in our download tomorrow. Today, Britney's lawyer and her manager, that's the focus, and Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost having a baby. That's also trending at the DJV download. The discussion of Gwen and Blake's wedding continues. Carson Daly was the officiator. I didn't know that, so you can learn that if you didn't know it as well. Pete Davidson and his tattoos, the subject of our conversation. Get it all. Hear the podcast every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health Answers to Questions. Yep, questions for Dr. Ken time. And here's a question about smog and what it does. We've heard a lot during the COVID era of how our smell and taste senses can be damaged. But apparently there's a new study. I mean, I don't even know if we equate smog with any other place than Los Angeles or California, but it certainly is a lot of places, especially with the heat that is affecting the country now, Ken. The heat in the southwest, the heat in the northwest, it's hot everywhere. Florida, where you are, maybe the most benign because it's a pretty standard bill of fare this time of year for it to be hot and humid. But so the smog that's created by all of this, what does it do to our sense of smell is the question.
Well, it's certainly not good for our sense of smell, and masks can help and keep the smog out, and you just don't want to breathe the smog in general. Of course, we know it's just not healthy. And you made a point about the vaccines. I want to stress that 2 weeks out from the vaccine, mRNA or Pfizer, it's time you can get back to your life. You don't have to wear a mask. There are just certain areas the government is still requiring us to wear masks, but that's the benefit. And also, you wonder whether the children should get vaccinated. One of the nice, beautiful things is if you're exposed to somebody, let's say in school, who has COVID-19, you don't have to be isolated for 2 weeks. And that's another advantage to getting vaccinated.
All right. So why, and next question has to do with the Health and Human Services Department. Why are they going to invest $3 billion for antiviral pills against COVID-19? Is this the same as a shot, or is this something else that we should be thinking about in addition to a shot?
What are you referring to? Because I'm
referring to antiviral program for pandemics, which is what the government calls it. It's supposed to finance research and development of antiviral pills versus shots.
Well, I think something that's going forward to be ready in case there's a new virus. Is that what you're looking at? Because they're just showing some effort to be ready in the future?
Well, is it worth $3 billion, I guess, is part of the question. The taxpayers' money, $3 bucks. Why wouldn't that be done by private industry? Why does the government have to do it? Why can't these guys that are going to make all the money? I think that's one of the objections. The government pays for all this stuff and then gets nothing out of it, and the drug companies make all the money.
That's time for another show.
That's a long and winding road. In other words, is that what you're saying? In essence,
that's just politics, and I want to stay away from that.
Hmm. Is it really? I didn't know. I didn't think it was politics. That's why I kind of asked the question. But I'll take your word for it. Okay, you're a cardiovascular guy. You're involved in taking care of people's hearts and the circulatory system. So, is it true that certain blood pressure medicines may help me protect my memory? A lot of people concerned, obviously, about their memory, and they start to lose it. They immediately think they're going to get dementia or they're going to have Alzheimer's or something. So what's the story with one's blood pressure?
Very important study out last week in the medical journal, Hypertension. And what we learn is that as we get older and we're concerned about loss of memory, definitely controlling the blood pressure will help preserve the memory. And in particular, there are two classes of blood pressure lowering medications which seem best at preserving the memory, and those are ACE inhibitors. These are drugs that end in the prils, lisinopril, zestril, and the ARBs. These are the ones that end in the sartans, like losartan. These two families of medications, either ACE inhibitors or ARBs, seem the best at preserving the memory when lowering blood pressure.
There's a study out I saw this week about statins and how they can help prevent cancer. What do you think of that?
This is an old story. They lower inflammation, and yes, there is a general effectiveness. Anything you do to lower inflammation is going to lower your risk of getting cancer. And you know my feelings about statins.
Yes, I do. All right, the DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken, you can get that every week. As a matter of fact, the most recent one has an underscore suggesting that you not stop taking your statins under any circumstances because of the benefits. We also talk in this most recent DJV Health Podcast about Johnson & Johnson, their one-shot vaccines, that sort of thing. So you get the story behind the story with all the information. Check out our podcast every week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Dr. Ken and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.